The Stygian Chronicles.
Hello there. You've returned for another story. I'm so pleased. Tell me, have you ever felt out of place, out of the loop, like there was something others knew that you didn't? Yes. I think we've all had that feeling at some point or another. Totally normal. But what if it wasn't just a feeling? What if the world was not what you believed it to be? That's what we'll explore with tonight's adventure. So make yourself comfortable. This tale is called They Are Not Coming. They are already here.
They're not coming. They are already here.
That's all the email said. No subject, no name. And the email account was clearly a junk or throwaway account. At first I laughed at the ridiculously serious message, not paying it much thought. I used to sign up for all sorts of stupid conspiracy and UFO magazines and online subscriptions when I was younger. I figured it was just spam mail trying to get people to go to their website, or something like that. But then I remembered. There was no URL. No link to anything. Only those six ominous words. I remember thinking that if it was some sort of marketing gimmick, that whoever was running that department was doing a really terrible job. Just as I was finishing that thought, I heard my phone ding. It was another email from the same person. This time, all it said was,
"Don't act any differently or say anything. They will know."
At this point, I began to feel a little creeped out. I still didn't know what the person was talking about, or if they even meant to send these cryptic messages to me. All I knew was that I was scared. I replied back, "I think you have the wrong person. Please don't email me again." Foolishly, I thought that would resolve the issue. It didn't. About 5 minutes later, I received another email with my full name, date of birth, and address. At first I thought that perhaps this was a cruel prank some friends of mine were playing on me. But even they wouldn't take a joke this far. Finally, I decided that enough was enough. I wasn't going to let some random person get under my skin like this. So I blocked the sender's email address. Surely, I thought, that would put an end to all of this nonsense. But once again, I was wrong. I received another email from a different account. Same thing as before. No subject and no name. Just another foreboding message.
"Whatever you do, don't look outside."
As soon as I read the last word, I heard a loud pop outside of my flat, just as my power went out. I thought the sound might have just been a generator or something. But then a blinding blue light began pulsating outside. As curious as I was about the source of the light and noise, I couldn't stop thinking about that last email.
"Whatever you do, don't look outside."
Could this really be that great of a coincidence? Or did the person sending me these emails know something that I didn't? Either way, I was too afraid to look outside. The pulsating lights began to scan up and down my block of flats. I instinctively ducked under my window, afraid that whatever that light was might reveal my location. Then the light just disappeared. At that moment, the power came back on. So I stood up and slowly drew back my curtain. Nothing looked abnormal. The car park outside was as still and quiet as it is on most nights. I saw a man nonchalantly walk his dog as if nothing had just happened. I felt silly for getting so worked up and scared over nothing. Then my phone dinged again. This time, all it said was,
"I told you not to look outside. Now they know."
At this point, I knew that someone had to be watching me. There was no other way to explain how they knew that I had disobeyed their previous message. I looked outside my window again and saw the same man and his dog. Except, they weren't walking anymore. They were standing still and looking straight up at my flat, both with their mouths agape. I quickly closed my curtain and grabbed my phone. This was all too much for me. Without thinking, I dialed 999 and waited several minutes before an operator answered.
"Emergency, which service do you require?"
I immediately began to try and explain every strange thing that had been going on for the last hour or so. From the emails and the strange blue lights to the man and his dog. I suddenly realized that I sounded frantic with all of my incoherent rambling. I had just begun to slow down and apologize to the operator when a piercing, high-pitched sound took over the call. The sound was so intense that I couldn't even leave the phone up to my ear. Just as I ended the call, another email popped up.
"There's no hope in resisting now. You're just another one we've lost."
I grabbed a duffel bag and began stuffing it with as many clothes and other items that it could hold. There was no way I was going to stay holed up in my flat for a second longer. I preferred to stay a few nights in a hotel, or even in my car if necessary, until I had something more concrete figured out. I swung my front door open to find dozens of people surrounding the man and his dog, all of them staring right at me, mouths agape. I heard the same piercing noise as before, and it occurred to me that the sound was actually emitting from their open mouths. I started to make a run for my car when they all instantly threw their arms up, pointing at me while slowly walking in my direction. There were too many of them, and my car was too far away. I sprinted back to my flat and boarded up all the doors and windows. It's been 3 days now. I still haven't left my flat. Every time I try to call someone, I'm bombarded with the same high-pitched tone. I'm at a loss for what to do at this point. Giving up and submitting to them is the last thing that I want to do, but it's starting to seem like the only option. I'm not sure how much longer I have before they break me, but there's still hope for you.
Whatever you do, don't look outside.
Well now, that was an interesting tale, wasn't it? Sometimes a little trust can save your life. If advice costs you nothing to follow, then why not do it? For your own safety, and the safety of others, just in case. Good night. Come back again. And take care. You never know what's out there.
The Stygian Chronicles was written, performed, and sound designed by SoundMat73. The story, They Are Not Coming, They Are Already Here, was written by Zach Hicks. And the emergency phone operator was played by Pamela Jones. If you would like to support the Stygian Chronicles, you can contribute to our Patreon at the Stygian Chronicles, and you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for all the latest Stygian news.